愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
请我们来看一段圣经。
Now we would like to turn to a Bible passage.
哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7.
第十节。
Chapter 7, verse 10.
哥林多后书第七章第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10.
但依着神的意思忧愁，就生出没有后悔的懊悔来，以致得救。但世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
Verse 10, Godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death.
我们每一个人哦，常常都有很多的忧愁。
A lot of us have many sorrows.
但是根据这一节圣经节哦，这个忧愁可以分作两种。
According to this verse, there are two types of sorrow.
一个叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
And one is according to the will of God.
如果看英文圣经哦 ，godly sorrow 很短，就是啊 ，godly 什么敬虔的忧愁。
And so, according to the English translation, this is godly sorrow.
那另外一个叫做世俗的忧愁。
And the other is worldly sorrow.
哦，所以我们生活的忧愁就分作这两种。
So there are two types of sorrow in our lives, godly and worldly.
那这两种的忧愁带给我们不同的结果。
And these two types of sorrows result in a different result.
这里说世俗的忧愁叫人死。
It says that worldly sorrow brings death.
圣经告诉我们了，说，喜乐的心乃是良药。
And then the Bible tells us that a cheerful heart, this is medicine.
你看那个。活比较久的人哦，都是比较少忧愁的人。
You see, those who live longer, they are less, they have less worries and sorrows.
心中有平安、有喜乐，这样的人能够活比较久。
Those who have peace and joy in their hearts, they are able to live longer.
那常常觉得很忧伤的啊，没有喜乐的，这样反而容易引起身体的问题。
Those without joy and their lives are full of sorrow, this will bring them problems with their health.
那这个世俗的忧愁是什么？
So what is worldly sorrow?
主耶稣说不要忧虑吃什么穿什么喝什么。
Jesus Christ said, do not worry about what you will wear, what you will eat or drink.
这些都是外邦人所忧愁的。
These are the worries of the Gentiles.
所以这样看起来这个世俗的忧愁常常是指着生活的需要或者生活的水准。
So worldly sorrows may be the things that we need in our lives.
我们最基本的生活需要，如果达不到，当然我们会忧愁。
Of course, if we are unable to achieve the needs that we need, then we will be sorrowful.
但是主耶稣又说，你们的需要天父是知道的。
But Jesus also said that the Father knows our needs.
就是我们有一个父亲他知道我们生活的困难。
We have a father who knows the sorrows and difficulties in our lives.
那这个世俗的忧愁怎么解决呢？
So how do we resolve this worldly sorrow?
先求神的国跟神的义，那神就要让你生活没有缺乏。
We must first seek his kingdom and his will, and then God will let us not lack in our lives.
不是不需要做工了，就是我们如果先求神的国跟神的义，神就有很奇妙的安排，让我们生活没有缺乏。
It is not to say that we should not work, but if we first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, then God will take care of the rest.
那第二个就是有时候我们就忧愁我们的生活水准跟别人比不上。
Another sorrow that we have is that our standards may not compare to other people's.
那这个也要解决。
And this needs to be resolved also.
圣经说有衣有食就要知足。
And the Bible tells us that we must be content.
人的生命不在乎家道丰盛。
And life is not, does not depend on it if it's great or not.
人的生命的价值不在乎你生活水准的高低。
The value of life is not whether you have a high standard or low standard.
这个是人在看人。
This is man looking at man.
在神看人，生活水准高低不代表一个人价值。
From God's perspective, your living standard does not equate to your value.
那我们就放心了。生活神给我们保证，神不用我们生活水准的高低来定我们价值，那就没有忧愁了。
So you must rest assured that God will not look at us according to living standards, and so we do not need to sorrow about this.
所以如果生活太多这个世俗的忧愁，可能表示我们的灵性有一点问题。
If we have too many worldly sorrows, then this may indicate that we have a problem with our spirituality.
第一个可能是我们追求神的国、神的义还没有 还没有很认真，我们还没有很投入。
First, we might have not put all our effort into seeking after His kingdom and righteousness.
如果投入，我们就看到神给我们开路。
If we are able to put ourselves wholeheartedly in this, then we will see that God will open a way for us.
第二个，可能我们的价值观有问题。
And second, we may have a problem with our value system.
我们还是一直很在意别人怎么看我们的生活水准。
We place great emphasis on how others view our living standards.
这个就是价值观有问题。
And so there is a problem with our value system.
所以这个不要为世俗忧愁，圣经是给我们有一个解答。
So the Bible provides a solution to not having worldly sorrow.
那这个世俗的忧愁是叫人死。
And this worldly sorrow brings death.
这个死当然第一个就是肉体死。
First, this is physical death.
但是如果我们世俗忧愁太多，有时候就会生活就会方向会偏。
But if our worldly sorrow is too great, then we may lose a direction in our life.
你一直要跟别人比，要别人肯定我们的价值，所以你就要提高生活水准，那我们就一直往世界去追求，到最后灵性就受损了。
We may pursue the world in hopes of raising our living standards because we often compare ourselves to others.
那到最后灵性就死掉了。
And in the end, our spiritual life will also die.
所以这个世俗的忧愁对人是绝对没有益处的。
So this worldly sorrow has no benefit to man.
所以有时候我们看到有的信徒生活很简单，但是过得很喜乐。
Sometimes you see members who live very simple lives, but they are filled with joy.
他也不在乎人怎么看他。
They don't care about how others look at them.
这样的信徒是值得我们的羡慕。
And these members are worthy for us to admire.
也值得我们效法。
And for us to follow in their example.
因为这样的信徒代表他灵性是有成熟。
Because this means that their faith is very mature.
他是活在神的面前。
They are living before God.
他不在乎别人怎么看。
And they do not care about how others view them.
这样我们才可以减少世俗的忧愁。
And that is how we can diminish our worldly sorrows.
但是第十节第七章第十节。
But in chapter 7, verse 10,
这里说依着神的意思忧愁。
It says godly sorrow.
到最后就是以致得救。
Brings repentance that leads to salvation.
为什么这样说呢？
Why does it say this?
这个依着神的意思忧愁就生出后悔来。
And this is a godly sorrow that leaves no regret.
那这个后悔中文特别加上说没有懊悔没有后悔的懊悔。
So this is a sorrow that has no regret.
这个到底在讲什么？
So what is this talking about?
有时候我们人世俗忧愁太多。
Sometimes when you have too much worldly sorrow.
但是你回头过来看。
And we look back.
我人生40岁的时候50岁的时候我为着跟别人相比在世界上投入太多。
When you look back at yourself at age 40 or age 50, and you realize that you wanted to compare yourself, so you put yourself into the world too much.
那你发现最美好的时光都没有办法跟家人在一起。
You realize that the best time you didn't spend with your family.
那小孩子长大都走了。
And all your children have grown up and left you.
有时候我们回头过来看，会有一点后悔。
So when you look back upon this, you might have regrets.
如果重新开始。
If you were to start all over again.
可能我就降低生活的水准，能够更多的时间来跟家人在一起。
Maybe you lower your living standards so that you could spend more time with your family.
所以这种世俗的忧愁，到最后你会后悔，为什么以前有这么多忧愁？
So this worldly sorrow leads to regret.
但是这个依着神的意思，这个所产生的懊悔你不会后悔的。
But this godly sorrow brings no regret.
有时候我们在看一个人。
Sometimes when you look at a person,
我们就常常会觉得说如果他早几年有一个属灵彻底当的觉悟，今天可能他婚姻不会破裂。
We would think that if a few years ago they had a good spiritual knowledge, then maybe they could still save their marriage.
就是说他的忧愁太晚了。
That means that they were sorrowful too late.
对属灵上的忧愁太晚了。
They were sorrowful about the spiritual things too late.
因为你婚姻发生问题，到最后就是灵性有问题。
Because when you have problems in your marriage, this actually equates to having problems with your spirituality.
那如果早一点有这种忧愁, 然后回来找神, 靠神, 可能问题就很好了。
If you had this sorrow earlier and you were able to turn back to God and rely on Him, then maybe you could save your marriage.
那这个叫做没有后悔的懊悔。
So this is what it means to have no regret.
所以这敬虔的忧愁生出后悔, 后悔生出得救。
And so this godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation.
所以这个能够让人得救, 这个敬虔的忧愁能够让人得救一个关键就是懊悔。
And so the important part of godly sorrow leading to salvation is no regret.
Repentance. 那以哥林多教会来说,
So if we look at the church in Corinth,
为什么保罗会这样讲?
Why would Paul say this?
因为教会有一些问题。
Because there are problems within the church.
第一个就是教会不能合一。
First, they were not united.
就是我属保罗，我属亚波罗，有人说我属彼得，有人说我属基督。
Some said they belonged to Paul, others said to Apollos, and some said to Christ.
所以一个教会分作好几部分。
So the church was divided into many parts.
大家都很爱主，但分成好几部分。
They all love God, but they were divided.
当然这个就是有问题, 灵性有问题, 不然的话教会怎么分成好几部分。
So there was problems with their spirituality, or else why would the church be divided?
这是让他们会忧愁的地方。
This is something that causes them to sorrow.
那第二个问题,
The second problem,
就是教会里面有罪,
was that there was sin in the church.
甚至有的人娶继母, stepmother.
Some married their stepmothers.
娶继母这个罪很重的。
And this is a great sin.
结果教会不但没有把他赶出去，而且收容。
Not only did the church not cast them out, but they accepted them.
这个会在教会变成一个笑。
But this becomes a yeast within the church.
所以教会里面有罪。
So there is sin within the church.
变成笑。
And this becomes yeast.
但是没有人敢做什么，讲什么。
But no one dared to say anything or to do anything.
那这个就是忧愁。
This is sorrow.
对一个属灵人来讲, 这就是一种忧愁。
For a spiritual person, this is sorrow.
因为这样神不会在这个教会里面同在。
Because God will not abide within this church.
那这个哥林多教会的第三个问题,
The third problem with the Corinth church,
就是有人来传的道理跟保罗传给他不一样。
Is that someone came to preach to them a gospel that differed from Paul's gospel.
所以在哥林多后书11章,
So if you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11,
第四节,
verse 4,
就是传另外一个耶稣,
they preach a different Jesus,
受另外一个灵,
a different spirit,
传另外一个福音,
different gospel.
表示说他们虽然信耶稣,
That means that even though they believed in Jesus,
但是他对主耶稣的认识跟圣经不一样。
But their understanding of Jesus differed from that in the Bible.
有人说主耶稣就是世界上道德最好的人, 但是他不是神。
Some said that Jesus had good characteristics, but he was not God.
这个跟圣经不一样。
But this differs from the Bible.
有人说主耶稣就是神, 他这是一个虚构的人物, 其实他是神, 神怎么跑到人来, 人变成人。
Some people said that God is not God, but because how did God become man?
这个也跟圣经讲的不一样。
And this is different from what is recorded in the Bible.
这个都是另外一个耶稣。
This is a different Jesus.
那什么是另外一个灵?
What is a different spirit?
你看他祷告好像有圣灵。
When you look at them, it appears that they have the Holy Spirit.
但是他对真理的看法不一样。
But they have a different point of view on the truth.
这个就是灵有问题。
This is a problem with the spirit.
因为圣灵跟真理是在一起的。
Because the Holy Spirit and the truth are together.
那有的有那个灵, 但是会倒下去的。
Some have the spirit, but they fall.
有的有那个灵会翻方言, some会讲预言。
Some have the spirit that leads them to prophesy.
但是那个预言都是在高抬人, 不是高抬神。
But the prophecies to lift up man and not God.
那个预言都是讲地上的事情, 不是属灵的事情。
And these prophecies about the things of the earth and not heavenly things.
那个预言有很多不能实现的。
And a lot of these prophecies cannot come true.
那我们就知道这是另外一个灵。
So we know it is a different spirit.
不是圣经里面讲的神的灵。
It is not God's spirit that is recorded in the Bible.
那另外一个福音呢?
And a different gospel.
就是跟得救神启示的福音不一样。
This is a different gospel that was revealed.
那哥林多教会啊, 这个传的不一样。
It was different from what the church in Corinth preached.
这个教会如果没有变质, 这个教会就分裂。
If this church did not change, then they would be divided.
哦，所以才有所谓依着神的意思忧愁。
So that is why there is godly sorrow.
所以保罗就写一封很严厉的信，告诉他们你们这样是错的。
So Paul wrote a very stern letter telling them that this was wrong.
哦，那以弗所教会接到这个信。
In the church in Ephesians, they received this letter.
他们就知道自己的错。
And they knew their own wrongdoings.
就开始后悔悔改。
So they started to regret and repent.
啊，这个叫做依着神的意思生出没有后悔的懊悔。
That is what it means by godly sorrow brings repentance.
啊，结果教会的罪就除掉了。
So the sin was rid of in the church.
然后一开始后悔改，教会就合一了。
And when they started to repent, the church was unified.
那开始悔改，这个教会的道理就纯正了。
And when they started to repent, then the truth was the gospel was the truth.
那教会如果真理一样，圣灵一样，再加上没有罪，神的同在就很清楚了。
So in a church that they have the same truth, the same spirit, then God will abide with them.
那这样就生出得救来啊。
And this will lead to salvation.
哦，这个所以这个结果是好的。
And the result is good.
哦，所以我们看十一节。
If you look in verse 11,
看你们依着神的意思忧愁，就从此生出何等的殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心、责罚，在一切事上都表明自己是洁净的。
Verse 11, see what this godly sorrow has produced in you, what earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point you have proved yourself to be innocent in this matter.
所以你看到、啊、这十一节就是说，如果一个人的内心有这种出于神的忧愁、哦、他就会很认真，就会、很恐惧，就会很热心、哦、就是属灵上他会一直 在改变。
And so in this verse you can see that if a person has godly sorrow within, then they will have this earnestness, this eagerness and longing to change spiritually、
可见说一个人要成长，或者一个教会要成长，必须要经历这个过程。
That is to say, for a church or an individual to grow, they must go through this process.
因为如果没有这个过程，我们就觉得我这样就很好了。
Without this process, you will feel that you are very good already.
啊，我这样很好，我就不需要进步。
And if you are very good, then you don't need to improve.
啊，我不需要进步，在十年就是这样。
If you don't improve, then 10 years later, you'll be the same.
那如果觉得我不好
，But you feel like if you are not good, you are lacking.
我有一些需要改变的。
There are things that you need to change.
那个叫做依着神的意思忧愁。
This is godly sorrow.
那这样我们就会产生一种追求的心，结果灵性就一直在进步。
And it will result in a longing heart for you to pursue and to grow spiritually.
感谢神，很多人活在世界上没有世俗的忧愁，这很好。
Thank God that a lot of people living here do not have worldly sorrow. This is a good thing.
但是如果没有世俗的忧愁，也带给我们没有属灵敬虔的忧愁，这个就有一点让人觉得不太妥当。
But it is not good that if we don't have worldly sorrow, but we do not also have the sorrow that brings us to improve spiritually.
因为如果没有敬虔的忧愁，我们就不会进步。
Because without godly sorrow, we cannot improve.
所以这个敬虔的忧愁是需要的，在属灵上的进步是需要的。
So we do need this godly sorrow to improve spiritually.
那我们现在从圣经来看几个例子。
So let us look at some examples in the Bible.
诗篇五十一篇。
Let us look in Psalm 51.
这个是大卫依着神的意思忧愁。
And this is godly sorrow that David displayed.
十七节。
Psalm 51, verse 7.
诗篇五十一篇十七节。
Psalm 51, verse 17.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
这里说忧伤的灵啊，就是依着神的意思忧愁。
And so this broken spirit is according to, this is godly sorrow.
那这个就是神所要的祭。
This is the sacrifice that God wants.
那大卫啊，十条诫命犯了三条。
Out of the Ten Commandments, David committed three of them.
这个罪是算相当的重啊。
And so this is a great sin.
他也以为没有人知道。
He thought that no one knew about his sin.
但是他忘记了，掩盖的事情没有不显露的。
But he forgot that the things that you covered will eventually be revealed.
神就差拿单先知来。
And so God sent the prophet Nathan.
就把他在暗中犯的罪就把他掀出来。
And the sin that he committed in darkness was revealed.
我们发现大卫有一个优点。
We realized that there was a good point about David.
他一旦了解自己的罪啊，他毫不保留的在神面前啊，把心肠都撕破了。
And we know that when he knew of his sin, he did not keep anything, but before God, he repented.
所以他在神面前就忧伤痛悔。
So before God, he had a broken and contrite heart.
但是他很了解啊，神要的就是这个心。
He knew that God wanted this type of heart.
所以十六节啊，神所喜欢的不是这些物质的祭物。
So in verse 16, we see that God does not delight in a material sacrifice.
神最重要是内心有一种对自己的罪的忧伤。
But rather a heart that is sorrowful over their own sin.
因为这个罪是神跟他的关系切断。
Because it is sin that cuts our relationship with God.
他发现了，他里面那个喜乐的心没有了。
And David realized that he no longer had that joy in his heart.
他发现那个罪在他的内心里面把他压得非常痛苦。
He realized that the sin was pressing inside of him.
使他的良心啊，天天觉得很痛苦。
So he was sorrowful in his heart and in his spirit.
十一节啊，那个罪使他觉得神离开了，他离开神的面。
And the sin had led him to feel like he had departed from the presence of God.
神不看他，神不听他祷告，跟神的关系切断了。
God no longer listened to him, and their relationship was broken.
所以他献上忧伤的脸。
And so he sacrificed a broken and contrite heart.
后来我们就看出来，神真的赦免他的罪。
And in the end, we know that God forgave his sins.
所以这个忧愁使他重新跟神建立关系，重新得到神的恩典。
The sorrow led him to reestablish his relationship with God and to receive the grace of God.
所以今天我们在神的面前啊，要有属灵的复兴，就是要经历过大卫这个过程。
Today, if we are to be revived spiritually before God, then we must also have this process that King David had.
虽然我们犯的罪没有他这么严重，
even though our sin might not be as great as his,
但是多少我们都有过失。
But all of us have wrongdoings.
但如果能够在神的面前来依着神的意思忧愁。
If we are able to have godly sorrow before God,
神赦免我们。
God will forgive us.
我们又有属灵的平安跟喜乐。
And we will have spiritual peace and joy.
我们祷告又感觉到神在听。
And when we pray, we will feel that God is listening.
跟神的关系又重新建立起来。
Our relationship with God will be reestablished.
所以这个忧愁是好的。
So this sorrow is a good thing.
我们现在看彼得后书。
Let us turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书。
2 Peter.
第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得后书第二章里面呢，在提到两个人。
Second Peter chapter 2 talks about two people.
蒙神拯救。
And these two were saved by God.
第一个人在第五节。
The first person is in verse 5.
神没有宽容上古世代，也曾经叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护传义到挪亚一家人八口。第六节。
Verse 6.
有判定索多玛、俄摩拉将两个城倾覆，焚烧做成灰，作为后世不敬虔人的鉴戒。
Verse 5. If he did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, 6. If he condemned the city of Sodom and Gomorrah by burning them to ashes and made them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly.
第七节。
Verse 7.
只搭救那常为恶人引擎忧伤的义人罗德。第八节。
Verse 8.
因为那义人住在他们中间，常常听见他们不法的心，他的义心就天天伤痛。
Verse 7. And if he rescued Lot, a righteous man who was distressed by the filthy lives of lawless men, 8. For that righteous man living among them day after day was tormented in his righteous soul by the lawless deeds he saw and heard.
这里啊，这提到旧约圣经有两次毁灭。
Here he records two destructions recorded in the Bible.
一次是用大水。
The first was by a flood.
一次是用大火。
And the second was by fire.
这个毁灭都很彻底的。
And both of them were complete. destruction.
大水那一次一灭掉，只剩八个人。
During the flood afterwards, there was only eight people left.
就是挪亚一家人。
And that is the family of Noah.
大火那一次一灭掉。
And after
the 索多玛、俄摩拉只剩罗德一家人。
After the destruction by fire, there was only Lot's family left.
那为什么只有挪亚一家人、罗德一家人得救，其他全部都被毁掉呢？
Why was it that only Noah and Lot's families were saved, but the rest were destroyed?
因为这两个家庭同样有一个特色。
Because these two families had something in common.
就是在罪恶的环境里面，他们没有办法改变，但是他们在罪恶的环境里面呢，过着义的生活。
That is that they were able to live righteous lives in a sinful environment.
啊，所以周围被灭掉了，他还是得救。
So even though everyone around them were destroyed, they were still able to receive salvation.
所以有时候我们看到我们这个社会的大环境，真的你我们能够改变什么？
So if we look at our society today, what can we change?
这个整个文化这样一直走向，你没有办法改变的。
The trend of the culture that is going in a direction you cannot change.
如果我们看以弗所书啊，那个文化的背后是什么？
If we look at Ephesians, what is behind this culture?
文化的背后是魔鬼的力量。
Behind this culture is the strength of Satan.
引诱让人进到那个罪恶里面。
Satan allowing people to enter sin.
那第七节说罗德住在索多玛。
In verse 7 it says that Lot lived in Sodom and Gomorrah.
最后一句说他的一心就天天伤痛。
And it's in the latter portion it said that his righteous soul was grieving every day.
这句话让他得救了。
And this phrase was what led to his salvation.
所以这个敬虔的忧愁是很重要的。
So godly sorrow is very important.
如果我们活在这个社会上里面，那个一心没有了。一心不会忧愁，一心没有了。
If we live in this world and we do not have this righteous heart that sorrows,
我们觉得这个大家这样生活也没有关系啊。
If we think that it is okay for people to live their lives in that way,
那就危险了。
Then it is very dangerous.
因为一心没有了，就不会依着神的意思忧愁。
If we do not have this righteous heart, then we will not have this godly sorrow.
那不会依着神的意思忧愁，可能毁灭就到我们来了。
And if we do not have godly sorrow, then maybe destruction will come to us.
所以环境不能改变，但是那个意心呢，不能改变。
So even though the environment cannot be changed, likewise our righteous heart should not be changed.
那这个意心就是靠着真理的提醒，还有圣灵的感动，你在意心才会很活泼。
And this righteous soul can be very living through the Holy Spirit.
好，我们现在来看以西结书第九章。
Let us turn to Ezekiel chapter 9.
以西结书第九章。
Ezekiel chapter 9.
这个以西结书里面看到很多人在拜偶像。
In Ezekiel, we see a lot of idol worshippers.
甚至在圣殿里面也有人在拜偶像。
Even in the temple, they were worshipping idols.
那怎么办？
So what are you to do?
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
第九章第四节。
Chapter 9, verse 4.
神对他说：“你走遍耶路撒冷全城，那城中所可证的是叹息哀哭的人，画记号在额头上。”
Verse 4, and said to him, "Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things that are done in it."
就是你走遍耶路撒冷你看到那一些人看人在拜偶像他的心很痛很伤痛的人你头额头上就做一个记号。
So go throughout Jerusalem and if you see anyone that is grieving over the idol worshippers, then put a mark on their foreheads.
那个看到人拜偶像那个异心心里不会伤痛的头上就没有记号了。
So those who do not have a righteous soul and they do not grieve when they see these idol worshippers, then don't put a mark on their foreheads.
接下去要做什么呢？
And then what are you to do?
然后第五节开始
verse 5,
还有第六节
and verse 6,
说你就叫天使你进到那个城里面凡是头上没有记号的全部都杀掉。
And you have to slaughter and kill all of those who do not have a mark on their foreheads.
也就是说看到人犯罪这个里面不会伤痛的没有异心的全部都杀掉。
That is to say, those who do not have a godly soul, who do not grieve when they see idol worshippers, they are to be slaughtered.
没有罪恶感的，对罪已经没有感觉的，全部都杀掉。
Those who do not have any feeling towards sin, they are to be killed.
所以这个敬虔世俗，这个依着神的意思忧愁，这是末世要得救很重要的条件。
So godly sorrow is an important requirement in the end days for salvation.
我们对现在的罪如果没有感觉，可能就会被杀掉。
If we do not have any feelings towards sin right now, then maybe we will be killed also.
因为对罪没有感觉，就离犯罪不远了。
Because if you do not have any feeling towards sin, then you are very close to committing sin.
可能就被杀掉了。
And you may be killed.
而且第六节啊，最后一句话。
In the latter portion of verse 6.
从哪里开始？
And we can see where it begins.
于是他们从殿前的长老杀死。
They began with the elders in front of the temple.
所以我们就发现哦，我们这个整个教会的走向哦，这非常重要。
So we realize that the whole direction of a church is very important.
当然，当时的这个长老就是以色列百姓在带领的人。
Of course, the elders at the time were the leaders of the Israelites.
但是他对这个，他对拜偶像，他的一心没有伤痛。
But towards idol worshipping, their righteous soul did not grieve.
所以连带就圣殿里面好多人在拜偶像。
There are many idol worshippers in the temple.
这是第一个被杀的。
But they were the first to be killed.
所以我们今天呢，在一个家庭里面，在教会里面，这个一心哦，这个要依着神的意思忧愁，这是很重要的。
Today, within our families and within the church, it is very important for us to have this godly sorrow.
这样我们才不会被同化。
And that means that we would not become one with them.
我们生活才会圣洁。
And we will be able to live godly lives.
我们再来看一节圣经。
Let us turn to one more Bible verse.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
这里在提到这个有敬虔的忧愁有什么好处。
Here it talks about the benefits of godly sorrow.
二十五节。
Verse 15.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑的人灵魂苏醒，也使痛悔的人心灵苏醒。
Verse 15, for this is what the high and lofty one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit.
这里说神是至高至上。
Here it says that God is the high and lofty one.
在上就没有了。
There is no one above him.
他是永远长存。
He lives forever.
他的名是圣的。
And his name is holy.
他住在圣所。
He lives in the holy sanctuary.
这个都是在表示神的伟大。
And this highlights the almightiness of God.
但是这一位神要跟人同居。
But this God, he wants to live and abide with men.
就是他要住跟我住在我们里面，跟我们同在。
That means that he wants to dwell within us and be with us.
有一个条件。
But there is a requirement.
就是要心灵痛悔谦卑。
That is to have a contrite and lowly spirit.
这个心灵痛悔谦卑就是 godly sorrow, 就是我们依着神的意思忧愁。
This contrite and lowly spirit is godly sorrow.
在神面前常常有一个悔改的心。
That is to often have a heart of repentance before God.
那神赦免我们。
And God will forgive us.
那我们良心很平安。
And our conscience will be very peaceful.
那神就与我们同在。
And God will dwell with us.
所以依着神的意思忧愁，在属灵的生活是非常重要。
So for our spiritual lives, it is very important for us to have godly sorrow.
会产生后悔，最后会让我们得救。
It will lead to repentance and in the end our salvation.
但是世俗的忧愁不需要有。
But we do not need worldly sorrow.
这会让我们肉体死，有时候会让我们灵性死。
Because worldly sorrow results in physical death and sometimes spiritual death. Let us sing hymn.